Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight live around the world. Hello, everybody. And tonight, I want to talk about a friend that I never met. A beautiful friend. Kind, beautiful, loving, smart. And a friend that is not considered equal by the laws of our land. A friend who was murdered for no reason at all that we know of. The people around this friend who was murdered, excuse me, allowed it to happen. And are doing nothing to prevent such things from happening again. It's a horrible, horrible thing when you're not protected and you're not considered worthy of protection. But this friend was so beautiful that they put their life on the line to help another friend. And yet, that's not considered worthy enough to be protected by the law. So we honor this friend, and you may have figured out, some of you, who I'm talking about. Excuse me, I've been talking a lot today. And if you look up the name Milton, the guide dog Milton, you will find a news story, multiple news stories about him, how he was left in a van last July in 90-degree heat, and the SPCA said it was over 100 in the van, cage. No food, no water, by a trainer at the guide dog school here in Smithtown, Long Island. And they expect people just to forget about this, as they are, you know, and not try to take measures to punish the people responsible. The one woman who left Milton in that van, a trainer, a 20-year veteran of guide dog training, got away, which is community service. That's because the law does not look upon a guide dog as being equal to somebody's eyes. And so the school gets away with it so far. And the person who did it gets away with it. Now, there's supposed to be an ongoing investigation. And I learned tonight, because we did a television show with the husband of Michelle Krupa, who owned Milton, who that was her guide dog. We learned tonight that the district attorney didn't even give her the courtesy of making a statement in court about Milton, and hasn't even talked to her. So there is the proof right there that they look down, the government looks down on blind people. The government doesn't count a guide dog worthy of being protected under the law, like somebody's eyes would be protected. That's how it should be. If what happened to Milton happened to a politician's eyes, let's say somebody assaulted a politician's eyes, all hell would break loose. You wouldn't hear the end of it. But because those eyes are a guide dog to the blind, nothing, not one politician has come forward to talk about Milton, to voice their outrage that there should be a law, that guide dog schools should be licensed and regulated. They raise $100,000, 50 to 100 grand to train one dog. That's what they raised to train Milton. They killed him, the money. And now they won't even communicate with Michelle. You see, there's no equality there. There's no protection by the law when a guide dog is assaulted like that or killed. And we had Tom Krupa, Michelle's husband, on television tonight on the Inner Sight show. We'll let you know when. By the way, that should be on Channel 20 next Thursday night at 9:30. We'll let you know about the YouTube playing and whatever else we can do with it. We are determined to do something to protect the guide dogs and the people. Pass a law. Regulate the schools. We have almost 80,000 names on our petition. We're going for a lot more. Sign the petition. Go to change.org under service dogs. Inner Sight, and put in service dogs, and you'll see the petition. You can read it, sign it, and join with us in remedying the situation and in honoring Milton. The schools, the guide dog schools, aren't honoring Milton by coming forward to say, hey, we made a big mistake. You know, we should be regulated. We should be licensed. People dealing with us should have rights. We should respect the blind and the disabled. Because of the blind and disabled, we're able to raise all this money. They don't respect us. So Michelle brought the dog back to the school. They said it needed some additional training. It wasn't even clear as to what kind of training so far. I haven't been able to ascertain that. Excuse me. But the dog was out of circulation and in the van. Nobody checked to see where that dog was. The director of training is responsible for that, to account for all the dogs. Dog was left in a van for 6 hours and perished. And when we come back, we'll talk about what we believe should be the law regarding assault and killing of service dogs. All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by the Third Eye Insight, 631-445-3464. Devin Fernandez is the director over there. He's the guy who teaches the self-defense. 31-445-3464. third eye, insight. Hey, we're brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue. 609-388-7004, Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net. Joanne Diamond, the Akita director over there. Thank you, Joanne, for all your help and caring. Thank you for helping me feed my guide dog. Greatly appreciate that. The beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, Go an Extra Mile for a Child, Inner Sight Reminds You, and all the children that have perished at the hands of evildoers. Go an Extra Mile for a Child. All right, Inner Sight around the world. No phones tonight. If you want to phone in, call the Inner Sight number. Leave your number. It won't be public. It'll be on the Inner Sight line. And we'll erase it if you want us to. And we will get you back on a three-way. Inner Sight number, 631-224-3090. 224-3090 or 631 area code. Brought to you by Suffolk Bus Corp. Thank you for your help. Brought to you by Islip Cleaners. We appreciate their donation. Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good information. Mr. Kennedy Realty. And let's see. Oh, you need dog food, cat food? Here's a number to keep handy. 631-484-3085. 484-3085. And talk to Gary. Free dog food and cat food. You don't have to tell him your whole life story. Just tell him you need the food. All right. Inner Sight. And we're here every weeknight, Monday through Friday. Tomorrow night is our funnies. Have a little goof-off time here tomorrow night. Live on Inner Sight. Let's see. Able News. On and About the Disabled. My good friend Angela Melanie. Columns by experts. They've got a calendar of events. You can look at their personal column and look at the articles and check the headlines on Able News. Been around for like over 30 years. The paper On and About the Disabled. So get a free subscription. Go to ablenews.com and sign up today for that free subscription to Able News. Inner Sight around the world. And I want to thank my good friends, Ross and Ross Law Firm, 212-425-1020. I want to thank our new special projects coordinator, Lorraine, and I want to thank her daughters for trying to help Inner Sight. We appreciate that very much. We get that picture of Milton. We'll put it up on the petition. One of her daughters is trying to modify a picture of Milton. Thank you, Lorraine, and to the girls. All right, Inner Sight, should there be when a guide dog is killed? Well, what is it when a person is killed? strict laws. Well, in this case, person's life. It has put them in a very awkward and dangerous position, especially when there's no law to protect you. The law should be the same for a guide dog, a service dog. You know, of course, depending on the circumstances, you got to go by that too. But deliberate killing, like what happened to Milton, that should be the maximum of the law punishment. If you assault a transit authority worker or a government worker, it's an automatic 7 years in jail. I think that ought to apply to guide dogs, service dogs, you know, unless there's extenuating circumstances. I mean, if the dog attacks you, you know, you have a right to defend yourself. But this is not the case with Milton. Milton was a sweet, laid-back, playful dog who, when the harness was on him, got very serious about his work. That was Milton. And this trainer who took his life should be punished severely for it. An example should be set that a guide dog reflects somebody's life, somebody's safety. Your eyes give you your safety. They keep you out of danger. They provide information. Your eyes help you get money. A guide dog is the same thing in so many ways. A friend of mine from Silo, Jose Delgado, by the way, we thank Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. We thank them for their support. But I was having lunch with Jose one day, and I told him, I said, years ago when I lost my job, they wouldn't replace my guide dog because I created my own job. I became a street musician. And they didn't approve of that. You know what Joe said? Well, he said, well, didn't you need the dog to help you get the job? And he was absolutely right. You know, the dog gets you around. You can get to the job or the potential job, whatever. So it's another function of a guide dog. Michelle now is afraid to go out of the house because Milton was that security to her, and rightfully so. That's what his job was, to be that security blanket. That's what they teach you when you go to the school, that your dog is there to keep you out of danger and put that away from someone without a law, without any regulations, by an unlicensed trainer. None of the trainers, to my knowledge, are licensed, and the schools are not licensed. A trainer may have gone to school to learn how to train a guide dog, but that doesn't provide any rights for the people who are applying for guide dogs. You know, you can't tap into that trainer's school degree and use it as a license and a regulatory certificate to say, oh, I want a fair hearing. I don't agree with you. There is no such system. And Milton deserved better. He was a soldier, a very brave soldier, and he went to his death as a real king, a real beauty. And will be remembered forever as long as we're able to put the word out. Inner sight. I'd like to see other agencies join us. I'd like to see them sponsor a day for Milton. We have Ira Tucker Jr., who's one of our good friends with Inner Sight. He's done up a package on Milton, and anyone who is interested in doing a day for Milton, we can send that to you. Ira has worked with many, many celebrities over the years. The most famous one, I would say, is Stevie Wonder. Ira did his publishing for many, many years and helped make Steve famous. So he's helping Inner Sight, and we're determined to get a day for Milton. Anybody out there who would like to get more information on that, call us, 631-224-3090, or send us an email, innersight@pmpmail.com. Don't put any attachments in it because it makes it so I can't read the email. A day for Milton. We have a proclamation from a town out here in Long Island, town of Brookhaven. So we want to get a day for Milton. You have a company or a business, or even if you're an individual, if you can get people together, maybe we can get a park in the warmer weather and honor Milton. He deserves it, just like he would have deserved being protected by the law, just like he should be protected by the law now that his killers have gotten off, which is community service. Milton doesn't deserve that. Nobody does. The schools are hiding behind the fact that he was just a dog. The district attorney made that comment. Well, he wasn't just a dog. Somebody's life, somebody's eyes, somebody's way of dealing with everyday situations has been taken from them. And Michelle was lied to when this whole thing happened. They didn't tell the truth. They told her it was an accident. If it was an accident, then why was the person arrested? Why is there still an ongoing investigation? And the law is so shallow when it comes to killing a dog. There should be a separate law, because once a dog becomes a guide dog, the whole that dog is changes. That's part of the human rights law. Even a dog in training is covered. A guide dog in training is covered by the human rights law. So that shows you how powerful that is. So a guide dog killed the way Milton was killed deliberately. For what reason, we'll never know, probably. We'll never know. But we do know that Milton deserves better. How can the district attorney stand up for Milton when he wouldn't even allow Michelle, Milton's owner, to testify and to speak in court and get that side of the story, what Milton meant to her? He doesn't represent Milton. He represents, let's get rid of this situation. That's what he represents. That's what he wants to do. It's only a dog to him. To so many millions of us, it's not. It's a lot more. When I pick up that harness on my guide dog and I'm outside or anywhere, I know that she's not just a dog anymore. She's a lifesaver. And a lot more. Inner Sight, tomorrow night's the funnies. Let me go down the week. Monday night, we call the show Mad or Glad, 8 to 9, Blog Talk Radio. Tuesday is open mic, similar to Mad or Glad, but you can talk about whatever subject you want. I guess you could do that on the Mad or Glad Monday, too. Wednesday night is our nursing home show. And the primary goal there is to turn the nursing homes into accessible housing, something that we all need. Nursing homes have destroyed many, many lives in so many ways, different ways. So Wednesday night, check us out on the Blog Talk Radio 8 to 9 nursing home show. And Thursday, we usually have a different subject or maybe a guest. Tonight's show is dedicated to Milton. If you go to our petition and you go to the final paragraph of the petition, you can read about what we've written about Milton, and we're soon to have his picture up there. People to sign. Not one politician has come forward to talk about what happened to Milton and to say, hey, we got to present a law. This can't be right. This can't be happening. That people get away with something like this. Got to be regulations. See, regulations protect you. We all know that. You drive a car, there's regulations. You work on a job, you got to have certain regulations. Protect you to protect the public. The people who donate money to the guide dog schools, that money's not protected. They can do whatever they want with that money. The law many times looks the other way or is not there to protect the public. Or if it is there, it's weak, very weak. The Americans with Disabilities Act says that anybody can train a service dog. If an organization raises $50,000 to $100,000, puts a person on a waiting list, and doesn't give them the dog, shouldn't there be due process? Because the agency comes out on top all the time. They keep the money. You know, why shouldn't the blind person have an opportunity to say, hey, you raised $100,000 and you won't give me my dog that you said, you know, that you were training? Where's the proof of that? What are you doing with the money? I have a trainer who could train me a dog for $20,000. You raised $100,000. I want you to pay for that. But you see, there's no law to make that happen. So the person doesn't get the dog. The agency uses the person or the story or whatever. They use people all the time to raise the money. They have to. Because what else do they tell people? Oh, we're helping this blind person, that blind person. Whether they use their name or not is optional, but most of the time the person will tell them, yeah, you could use my name, you're going to help me get the dog, you know. So they raise all that money, the person never gets the dog, and they keep the money, and no law. I've told that story to people, and a lot of people would say, boy, that's a racket. No legislation, no law, no protection. No respect, no fairness for the people that they're dealing with. It only happens to us who need the eyes of a guide dog. I don't know of any other people that would happen to. Inner Sight, the phones are not open tonight, but you can phone in if you want to dial the Inner Sight number, 631-224-3090, and we'll leave your number if you dial in, and we'll retrieve it and call you back on our three-way line right here live on Inner Sight. The district attorney in Suffolk County, 833, by the way, New York, Mendez is his name. I don't have his phone number handy. I left my notes at Cablevision tonight. So you'll have to look it up. District attorney, Suffolk County, shouldn't be hard to find. Mendez, Spencer Mendez. And tell him that you believe that Milton's killers should be highly punished. It's not just the dog. It's somebody's way of life that has been destroyed. Isn't that what dictators do? They try to destroy the way of life of somebody who disagrees with them. Well, this is the same principle. Destroying the life of a guide dog. It's not like you had your dog for many, many years and the dog got old and passed away. It's a whole different situation. You expect that. You know it's going to happen. What happened to Michelle with her dog was horrible. The furthest thing from her mind. Sending that dog back to the school and having it killed like that. I mean, you can talk about it and talk about it, but you can't really imagine what it's like. I can imagine a little bit more what it's like because many of my dogs have passed away, but it's not the same thing. It's a whole different thing to have a dog killed, taken from you, and you never see it again. Sign our petition, change.org. Go to Inner Sight under change.org and see the service dog service dog, put your name on it. Help us get 1 million names. We need those names. Try to pull one of these politicians in between corruption. Maybe we can catch them in between corruption and they'll do something about it. Inner sight is determined. We'll never stop talking about Milton. How could we? And we'll never stop doing shows on Milton. And if we get that day for Milton, we also are looking into the possibility of a statue of Milton to be erected, place to be announced. So join with us by signing the petition at change.org. The inner sight. Anybody would like to be on the show, either the podcast or the cable television, we're on channel 20, 9:30 tonight. Tonight will be a rerun, but next week the new show should be on. 9:30 tonight, channel 20, inner sight. And we go on Manhattan Neighborhood Network. 1997, Wednesday night at 11. That goes on the Spirit Channel on channel 3, too, by the way. That you can see on your phone, channel 3. Wednesday night, 11 o'clock, 1997. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight number is 631-224-3090. And I want to thank Tom and Michelle Krupa of Shelby's Kitchen. That's in Bellport, New York. 286-0444, I believe is the number. 631-286-0444. Is the Shelby's kitchen. We mourn Milton. And as I said in the beginning, I never met my friend Milton. But I mourn him and I love him because I know and understand what he stands for, what he stood for. And how he did his job. And how he gave unconditional love. Did his job no matter what. As Michelle used to call him, a goofball. He liked to play a lot and jump around, you know, when he wasn't working. So, honor Milton. And help us make a difference by signing the petition at change.org. If you'd like to be on the program, drop us an email or call us. We usually do guests on Thursday night. Inner Sight, 631-224-3090. You know, when you go on a waiting list for a guide dog, you could wait a year, maybe 2 years. And another reason why you should have regulations, that waiting list is not necessary. There are so many dogs in shelters that could serve the disabled that aren't being utilized. The agencies, the schools for the blind and service dog schools refuse to adopt those dogs, turn them into service dogs. Now, I think there should be a regulation about that, because it would be a great way to save the lives of dogs and, you know, give them a good home and a chance to help somebody and to be helped. There's a million reasons why these schools should be licensed and regulated. Suppose you want to train the dog on your own, and the agency has raised money, and they deny you the dog, and you want to train it on your own. Shouldn't that agency be obligated to help you, since they've raised money to give you a service dog? There's another reason why there should be regulations. And look what happened to Michelle. She was told she had to bring the dog back to the school. Suppose you don't feel right doing that, or you don't want to have that dog away from you for any extended time. You know, and you have perhaps another trainer who will remedy the situation at the scene where the problem is taking place. Shouldn't the school pay for that? They've raised money in your name to train your dog. No regulations. You can't fight them on that. There's nothing there to fight them with. But there's so many different reasons why these schools should be licensed and regulated. Another one is people accuse people of abuse. You know, hearsay, you know. And the person could be guilty, they could be innocent. Where's the proof? Where's the law? Where's the right for the whole story to come out? No regulations. There's so many of them, you know. So many reasons, I should say, why schools should and must be regulated and licensed. It's not going to be a perfect system. No system is. But it's better than what we've got. At least you'll have a chance to make sure that that money is being spent in the right way. Schools and lies all the time. A friend of mine who works for the Department of Social Service, one of the deputy commissioners now, I think, did some research on the guide dog schools, and they claim in their literature that they custom train a dog for somebody, right? And yet, they can deny someone the dog and take the dog that they've custom trained and give it to somebody else. Well, they're lying. They're not custom training the dog. If the dog is trained for one particular person, how do they give it to somebody else? They lie, just like they lied to Michelle when they told her her dog died because of an accident. They lie because they get away with it, because they're not accountable, and they know it. Nobody can hold them accountable, and it shouldn't be. Maybe the school is right. Granted, I'm not saying one-sided. Make it two-sided, of course, but make it a law. It's one-sided now. You have no rights with a guide dog school. even if you have a dog already, you know, they can take your dog away for whatever reason. Again, you know, no law. Did it to a friend of mine. She lived in New York City, and she'd been blind all her life. She's had guide dogs ever since she'd been 18. She had a problem with the dog. School came out and took a look at it and said, oh, we got to retrain your dog. They took the dog and they never gave it back. Now, she was, as far as she knows, how does she know what happened to her dog? She don't know. She don't know if the dog was killed or what or anything else. No regulations. She can't say to the school, oh, I'm going to call up and report you. You have a license. You have to be accountable for my dog. Can't do that. Doesn't exist. I admit that the government of the disabled, but what else have we got? The only thing we can do is improve that protection. But how can you improve something when it's not there? There's no way to improve the guide dog schools without regulations and licensing, because there's nothing there. Years ago, I was a member of Guide Dog Users. And they made a list of different things that they wanted included in the curriculum, you know. I think they sent the list to a couple of schools. They took it and threw it in the garbage. There's no law. You can't make them put in different requirements that you want as a blind person. Oh, the waste of time. We need a strong law to protect people's safety. And part of that safety is a blind person being guided by a dog. That's somebody's safety. That safety should be protected like anyone else's safety. If someone were to interfere with your safety, you call the police and they got to protect you. They certainly didn't protect Milton. And Michelle's safety. Now the children have a guide dog. All right, Inner Sight. No phones tonight. Tonight, not on the regular phone. Dial the Inner Sight number, 631-224-3090. We got a little bit of time left for tonight's show, talking about Milton, honoring Milton, the guide dog, the black lab. He was only 3 years old. And some trainer left him in the van to die with the windows shut. 90 degrees plus outside, and they say it was over 100 in that van. And the punishment, a minuscule service, community service. Somebody told me people who get that, they show up on the scene and you know, do one or two things, and they tell them to go home. See, so there's the example that state has set in allowing a guide dog to be killed and no severe punishment. See, if there was a law and they took this bitch in who killed Milton, and they said, look, if you don't tell us the whole story, we're going to prosecute you, and you can get 10 years in jail. You'd see how fast she would start talking. You know, that kind of thing. Why? Well, I'm not going to. I'm not the only one. It wasn't my idea, you know. I'm not going to take the rap alone. That's what you need. But they have no leverage against this person. What leverage do they have? Nothing. And the attitude of the district attorney, it's only a dog. That's why she's getting away with it. There's no leverage there. And she knows that. She knew it before she did that horrible act against Milton. She knew it. They're the reason for everything. The reason why she killed that dog, why she killed Milton, we'll never know. And the reason you won't know is because there's no strict law to make them talk. Usually if a person knows that they can go to do some serious jail time, they're going to talk. They're going to make a, you know, they flea bargain with the district attorney. We mourn Milton. We love him. Michelle, of course, misses him. Many of us miss him. Tom misses him, Michelle's husband. Many of the friends miss him. And we are determined to keep on until something is done about this. Tom said tonight on the show, what are they waiting for it to happen again? People are starting to think that way. Has it happened before and we don't know about it? You cannot trust organizations that have no regard for people's rights or fairness. I don't care how nice they look or how many fancy buildings they got and all that. You cannot trust people like that. They're not trustworthy. So sign the petition. That's how you can honor Milton. Or change.org. And I think you'll see a picture of me and my guide dog up there. But we're going to have a picture of Milton put in. We urge everybody to sign. Put it on your Facebook. Put it on your social media. Help us get names and help us spread the word that this guide dog Milton did not deserve to die like that. And that his killers should be punished. You can't say to the letter of the law because there is no law. It's up to the politicians to create it. And that's why we've got the petition. If they see enough names, maybe they'll have to do something. Down the line, the presidential election coming up, maybe one of those candidates will at least acknowledge Milton. Talk about him and maybe do a day for Milton. Wouldn't that be nice? All right, Inner Sight, we'll be with you tomorrow night on the Funnies. We're going to have some fun tomorrow night. We'll do some Lauren Hardy and Fred Sanford and all the oldies. And Jimmy Dinigan will be back. Old school chum of mine who always was causing trouble. Tell you about Jimmy. This has been Inner Sight. I want to thank all our friends who keep the show on the air. And don't forget to sign the petition for Milton. Honor Milton. Change.org has it. You can find it up there on change.org. It's one of the biggest petitions up there. So be with us tomorrow night with the Inner Sight Frolics. Thank you for listening. 117,361 last count and growing. So we appreciate that. Appreciate people listening, but we need action. Sign the petition. While you're over there, take a look at our nursing home petition that would help millions and millions of people turn nursing homes into accessible housing. All right. Thank you very much. Inner Sight around the world. Be with you tomorrow night. Milton, we love you. We'll always love you. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you very much. Inner Sight.